This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Go on! The only graduate of the school on the hill, 1600 on his SATs, accepted to MIT, decided to be a rapper instead.
Final segment of the Week in Philly. On Wednesday, a famous Philadelphia native was back in the city to be honored by having a street named after him. KYW's Matt Coughlin covered this story, and he joins us now. Matt, tell us about Will Smith Way.
Well, it runs from Winfield over 59th Street Bridge straight up to Overbrook High School. That was a deliberate choice the city made. They were really excited to put the famous icon, entertainer, Will Smith, actor, rapper, film producer. They wanted to put that in a prominent space for the students of Overbrook to be able to see it, see somebody that went to Overbrook and be inspired by that.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the City of Philadelphia hereby proposes the renaming of the 2000 block of North 59th Street to Will Smith Way to honor his legacy, lasting impact on the city of Philadelphia, the nation, and the world. Congratulations.
Will Smith was there. There was a crowd of about 200 people gathered. You know, music, real party atmosphere, and he arrived to raucous cheers, and it was a party.
And a pretty big deal that Will Smith was there, because we don't see him in these parts that often really anymore.
Yeah, he came out. His mother was there. His family was there as well.
Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. Where's Philly at?
He had a number of things to say about his love for the city, his love for the community.
I walked across this bridge for my whole high school career. And so I was coming from Winfield. You know, I was walking over, but I was running back, you know.
He spoke about how important his mother and his father and his grandmother were and the community in raising him.
I think about my father. And right at 56 in Arlington, just on the other side of the bridge, is where my father taught me that you don't get anything without discipline and hard work. You can't make a life if you're not willing to sacrifice and you're not willing to suffer and work for your dreams. And we sold ice at Acrec Ice from 56.
You know, he is not a frequent visitor. And Mayor Sherelle Parker spoke for a few minutes. She gave Will Smith a key to the city.
I do have the ability to give our native son the key to the city, because that's what the mayor's supposed to do. And it says, seal up the...
But she also had a vision for next year with the 250th anniversary of the nation coming up. She told the crowd, she told Smith that she looks forward to the possibility of having a concert to raise money for city projects.
Somebody might laugh and say what I'm about to say is a dream and it'll never happen. I want Will Smith to lead the effort to bring every creative genius that has come out of Philadelphia back to the city for a concert on the parkway for the 4th of July.
And she invited, she asked Smith to kind of lead a drive to bring not only himself, but other entertainers to the city for that occasion.
I have to ask, did the slap of Chris Rock at the Oscars come up? Because not just in Philadelphia, but overall, we have not seen a ton of Will Smith in the public eye since that very public incident.
There was a lot of discussion from Will Smith. He spoke a lot about the importance of community, the importance of trying to do right. He talked about his grandmother inspiring him to help the people around him. But at the same time, there was some self-deprecation.
When people come out and they look and they see the Will Smith way, I hope that they will reflect and we will reflect. Even me sometimes, I don't get it right. I don't get it right all the time, for sure. You know, don't get it right all the time. But, you know,
He recognizes he is not a perfect person.
We have to figure out how to love each other, y'all. We have to figure out how to help each other. We have to figure out how to care for each other.
Now, you talked earlier about Sherelle Parker, the mayor, kind of talking in real time about having Will Smith back for a concert to help raise money. Could this event, we mentioned we haven't seen a ton of him here, but could this kind of be a sign that we should expect to see more of Will Smith back in Philadelphia going forward?
Well, Smith seemed very responsive to the invitation.
I will certainly be here myself. Whereas Jill Scott is in my Rolodex, I will certainly reach out to Jill. Meek Mill and I are friends.
Beyond that, Smith even talks about his willingness, his interest in bringing in other entertainers. He mentioned Meek Mill. He mentioned Jill Scott, Kevin Hart, The Roots, trying to reach out to them and see what he could do to put this together.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt. That's KYW's Matt Coplin joining us. And that is going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.